I want to read from Psalm 107. This is a great psalm. It's one of those ones that kind of it has a certain refrain of repeat of, oh man, we really screwed up, but God's great and he rescues us because we turn to him and then give thanks to the Lord. And then, oh man, we screwed up again. And oh, we repent and we turn and God's great and he rescues us. And oh man, we screwed up again. Like this, back and forth and back and forth. So I'm just going to lift just a couple verses here for us this morning, just to give us a bit of a context for what we're doing. So lift your hands and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness and for his miracles of mercy for those he loves. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Bring your praise as an offering and your thanks as a sacrifice as you sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. Let me read that again. This is verse 21 and 22 of Psalm 107. So lift your hands and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness and for his miracles of mercy for those he loves. Bring your praise as an offering and your thanks as a sacrifice and sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. Let me read you one other version, just real quick here. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. When is it a sacrifice to offer thanks? Whoa, someone was in pre-service prayer and someone's also smart anyways. When is it a sacrifice to offer thanks? When you don't feel like it. When it's actually a sacrifice. That's the difference between gratitude and thanksgiving. Gratitude is like an attitude of the heart. It just comes, right? If you're feeling gracious, is that the right? Yeah. If you're feeling gratitudinous, here I am making up words I don't really know. But when it's an attitude of the heart. Thanksgiving is an act of will. It's, I am going to give thanks. This is my sacrifice of thanksgiving. When it is a sacrifice? When you don't feel like it. That's precisely when we need to give thanks. Thanksgiving is not, if thanksgiving isn't performed, if we don't do thankfulness, if we don't find something to be thankful for, gratitude won't ever develop in our hearts. You do one and you get the other. It's kind of how it works. And when we develop this kind of practice, this habit, this act of thanksgiving, and I know it's Thanksgiving Sunday, so that kind of makes sense to be talking about this, but this isn't just something that we only do on Thanksgiving, whether you're American or Canadian, doesn't matter. It's something that needs to be a habit in our lives, a practice in our lives. But when we do it, life looks different, actually, through the lens of Thanksgiving. When we put on those glasses, life can look different. Suffering is inevitable. Some of you might need to hear this. Suffering is inevitable, but misery is optional. That's kind of true. This isn't for those that are feeling suffering right now to kind of go to squish you down or anything like that. No, no, no. No, we need to be gentle with each other, kind to each other. But misery, it's optional. God is not less good on our bad days as he is on our good days. He's not any less good in difficult seasons as in easy seasons. Right? Giving thanks is a way of gathering joy. So think of this. Anybody ever, when you were a kid, And maybe there's some kids now who like to go outside with those bug nets. You know what I'm talking about? Like they're kind of like fishing nets, but they're bug nets. And you capture bugs with them. But gently. And so picture this, going out into a meadow outside where there's all kinds of bugs. And you're looking for butterflies. And you're intent on capturing butterflies. It's what you're looking for. It's what you're going to go and capture. Are there a lot of other things to capture out in that meadow? You could probably take a swipe through there and grab some grasshoppers. You could probably take a swipe and grab some spiders, pick up some twigs and some leaves and all kinds of other garbage. But no, you are out there looking for butterflies. And what you see is what you'll get. Are you making the connection here? So when we, thank you for your honesty. So when you are looking for things to be thankful for, when you are pursuing that, when you're acting, when you're giving your offering, your sacrifice of thanksgiving, it's a different lens, and you're going to begin to see things to be thankful for in the middle of that meadow where there's all kinds of things to see, all kinds of bugs to capture, but you're looking for those butterflies. And so you're going to capture those butterflies because you're looking for them. And guess what? Offering thanks is a way of collecting joy. It just happens. We sang about it this morning, kind of, a little bit, like, the joy of the Lord will be my strength. Well, how do you be joyful? The joy is a fruit of the Spirit, right? You can't go and try to be joyful. You do things that produce joy, but you can't decide to go and just, like, whip it up. Merrick's just wandering. He's just like, that's how his joy. I'm just going to, like, be here and be cool. Are you catching me? Are you getting my drift here? So this is an encouragement on this Thanksgiving Sunday to look, to put on those glasses of thanksgiving, to look for those butterflies, and to speak them out. Because it's not enough just to kind of have that nice little warm, fuzzy feeling in our hearts. There's something that happens when we speak them out, when we offer our sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's a physical act. It's not just something that remains in our heads, kind of some abstract thing. Like, we're not Gnostics. That's what Gnostics are, by the way. That's why we do acts like this. Doing it, like celebrating communion, is real. It's not just like, I'm forgiven, la la la, and I'm just going to have that all in my own heart. No. It's like, it's this full body physical kind of thing as well. Are you catching me? Okay. I think that's probably enough. So what I want to do this morning, this is compliments of Krista. She came up with this. I think she came up with this. Anyway, she sent it to me. And this is our little bowl of Thanksgiving this morning. Okay. And you can use it if you want. And we actually have a real physical bowl of Thanksgiving here too this morning. Lovely one. And we're going to take a little bit of time and just in some stillness, and we'll see how quiet it is. That's okay if it's not totally quiet. Just kids, right? It's okay. It's signs of the kingdom. But just take some stillness and let's put on those Thanksgiving glasses and see right now what you have to be thankful for. Another way of saying it on the backside there is, what is the gift God has given you this season? And I think we're just going to do the one question. You can sit with the Lord in your own times for the other questions on the backside of that. But what is the gift God has given you this season? What is one thing, even just one thing, if you have more, that's awesome, that you can be thankful for? Write them down, and then we're going to spend some time sharing it together and just encouraging each other with that. Okay? So, Lord, we've been turning ourselves to you this whole morning. We continue to turn ourselves to you in worship, in openness, in humility, in vulnerability. I ask, Lord, now by the Spirit of Jesus, that you would open up our eyes, you'd open up our hearts, and help us to put on that lens of thanksgiving. Show us, Lord, the gifts, the many gifts that you've been depositing in us, in our communities, in our individual lives during this season. In Jesus' name. So go ahead, be specific, write them down to you. I'll take just a few minutes for this. Okay. If this was a smaller group, we'd spend a lot more time just waiting, but I think we're gonna hear from each other. So what I'd like to do is we're going to have some, just as soon as this little group sharing time's done, we're going to continue worshiping, and you can bring your papers and offer them as thanks to the Lord if you want to do that physical thing and put them right here. But also, we're just going to spend some time hearing. And so real short, real brief, and real loud, you can shout out what you're thankful for. This is our sacrifice of thanks, right? That we're giving. And then as we hear each other, you know, it'll stir other things. And Mike's gonna kind of document some of this stuff just so we can see it on the I didn't know where to put that whiteboard. There's no good place in this building to put a whiteboard where everyone can see, but that's probably pretty good. Okay, so what are we thankful for, folks? Let's just start over here. We'll just kind of move around. Catherine. God's unconditional love. Awesome. Bill. Good health. Waking up every morning. Say that again. Potatoes. Do I hear an amen? Fried, mashed, baked, what do you know, just in general, potatoes? In general, okay, good, awesome. What's that? Fried bannock. What else? Kids. Any kids in particular or just general kids? Fried kids, baked kids? No, I'm just kidding, sorry. Oh, that's bad, I guess, isn't it? Sorry. Was someone else saying something? Kuvo, Ken's new grandson, whose name means to hear and obey. Did I get it? Awesome. Specific. Awesome. How Jesus rejoices over us. That's one to sit with a little bit. That's a good one to sit with a little bit. Say it again, Lo. That light drives out the darkness. Yeah. Mark. Sorry, say it again. Access to education. Is that what you said? Okay. Awesome. Healing and freedom from pain. You heard it. Yeah, that's good. Steve, real loudly so I can hear. No more fear of what? Crowds. Sorry, I thought you said crabs for a moment there. It's like, I got to get this right. No more fear of crowds. That's awesome, Stephen. Yeah. What else? Grandchildren. Elijah. Oh, yeah. Getting the gold medal for basketball in Special Olympics. There you go. 4 years. Yeah. It's awesome. I'm really grateful for that, too. Let me tell you. Others, what else? What's that? The Jets. What about the Jets? You're thankful for the Jets. Me too. If you get the winning scholarship to go to the Olympics, that means you're going to the Olympics. That's something to look forward to be hopeful for. Thanks. Awesome. What else? Let's just keep doing it. Is this good? A place to live. And food to eat. It's awesome. What's that? Shout it out. The trees that God gives us. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. What else?
Vulnerability.
Yeah. God is faithful to everything he says. Yep. I'm hearing some other voices. Cancer research. Awesome. I love the specificity. Is that not good, Simeon? Friendships. Yes. Yes. Joy. Say that again. Eyeglasses. Yes. What? Someone said something?
Contacts.
Yeah, those two. Any kind of contacts or just... No, just kidding. Yeah. Time with our loved ones. Mm-hmm. Say it again. Giving us deathless life. Amen. Someone said here, a new friend? A new friend. Awesome. Yeah, that's so good. What's that? Your baby sister, Dakota? Awesome, buddy. That's great. Who had her last chemotherapy treatment last Friday. That's good. She's over there. Awesome. What else, guys?
Essential oils.
Any particular flavor? Not flavor. No, you don't eat those. But smell, any particular fragrance? Frankincense and myrrh. I like eucalyptus myself, but yes, yeah. Mother Nature, I hear. It's good. What else?
Dance.
All the geese be gone? Okay. All the geese be gone. I'm thinking that has something to do with... Anyways, never mind. Slippery stuff you step in, maybe. For this? That is happening right now. This that's happening right now. This community. The leadership. Say that again. Forgiveness from all of our sin, and he gave us the power to live a holy life. He gave it to us. It's not something that we do, but he gave it to us. Awesome. Yeah. Mike Laboon's drawings. Oh, look at what Mike's got here. Mike's a pro at this kind of stuff. What's that? For his love that at times we don't understand. Anybody else? Yeah. Thanks. Or is that circles, Sarah? You're thankful for circles? Oh, okay, never mind. I'm just joking with you. What's that? Belonging. Yeah. For friends and families? Is that what you said? Awesome. Yeah, me too. Canoes. Yeah? Marcella? So yesterday, Marcella went to her niece's graveside, who died 2 years ago, and it was yesterday. It was 2 years, and so all the siblings put and her kids put a flower each on the grave, and you're grateful for that. Awesome, and kissed her. Awesome, it's beautiful. It's good, hey? It's good. We're collecting joy right now. That's what we're doing. We're capturing those little butterflies. Sorry if that's a cheesy image, but that's what we're doing. You know, it produces that's what happens. It produces joy in us. Paul and Sherry, you want to come and lead us some more in some worship? Lord, thank you for all of these gifts. There's just so much to be grateful for. I pray that whiteboard there and the stuff that's written down on our little papers and we put them in the bowl here and just offer them as thanks to you. I pray that you would somehow that you'd somehow cause our hearts to be grateful. That this sacrifice of thanksgiving would produce a harvest of joy in us. In Jesus' name. Amen.